Okay, sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Meisres, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Klau, Amru B'Meisres. This general rule applies to all halachis of separating Trumasi Meisres. It applies to the Truma Gedaila that goes to the Kayin, the Meiserishin that goes to the Levi, the Trumas Meiser that the Levi has to give to the Kayin, the Meiser Sheni that has to be brought to Yerushalayim, the Meiser Ani that has to be given to the Ani. When Chazal say Meisres, they're referring to everything. So, Klal Amru B'Meisres. Chazal said the following rule when it comes to Meisres. Kal Shu Eichel. Anything that is considered food for a person. Zakta Batanura. There are certain plants that are planted and grown because they use them for paint. If you're really stuck, a person can eat it, but it's not grown for that. And you don't eat it unless you have nothing else to eat. That taka would not be mechuyev in meiser. Even though worse comes to worse, a person can eat it. That's what the Mishnah means. Kol shu eichel. It has to be meichel oda. Vayter says the Mishnah, rule number two, v'nishmar. It has to be that the Baalim guard it. In other words, it's not hefker. Number three, v'gedul of min ha'aretz. It has to grow from the ground. This comes to exclude mushrooms. Sometimes they'll grow from the ground, but it's not really growing from the ground. It's growing out of the moisture, not from the ground. It doesn't pull any nourishment from the ground. That's why these same mushrooms could grow out of walls or out of the sides of ships. So, in order to be mechuyev in Meisres, we learned three rules. It has to officially be a Meichel Adam, cannot be Hefker, and it has to grow from the earth and draw its nourishment from the earth. These are the three rules in order to know whether something is mechuyev in Meisres. Sagt Mishnah weiter, v'oid klal achar, amru. Another klal, Chazal said. Kol shet chilasai oichel, v'soifai oichel. Something that's fit to eat. Whether it's fit to eat when it starts growing or when it finishes growing. Afalpi, even though. She shoimroi l'hoisev oichel. Even though people, they won't pick it when it starts to grow. They'd rather wait it out until it grows more, and you have more food. Chayiv katan v'gadol. It's mechuyev in Meisres whether it was picked when it was small, whether it was collected, picked when it was big. V'chol she'ein chilasi yachol, avol saifa yachol, something that's not royally achila to start with when it starts to grow. It's only royally achila when it finishes. Ein achayiv wouldn't be chayiv in Meisres ad she'yasa yachol until it becomes an yachol. What's an example of something that starts out as an oichel and soifa oichel? Basically vegetables, says the Baal Tanur. As soon as they start growing, they're royally achila. But you don't cut it right away because you want it to continue to grow so there's more food. But it's royally achila, whether it's big or small, and therefore the chi of Meisres starts even when it's still young. Something that's not chilas yachel, for example, pay rice. You can't eat them until they reach a certain level of maturity. So it's not chayiv Meisres until it reaches that level. So, chazing over our Mishnah, first Mishnah of Masechtes Meisres. Chazal gave us a rule. Anything that is food that is normally eaten by people. Even if they'll only eat it when they have nothing else. But Lamaisa, if there's nothing else, they'll eat it. This comes to exclude if you plant it just for dyes or paint. Even though that too, if you're really in trouble, you'll eat it. But that's not Chayiv Meisres. And it has to be something that is v'nishmar, protected. In other words, there's an owner who's protecting it. Not something that's hefker. Now, let me try to understand this a little bit. You tell me something that is hefker is not chayiv meisres. So who's supposed to take off meisres if it's hefker? Nobody owns it. So you have to understand what the Mishnah means. It means it was hefker when the chi of meisres clicked into place. And we'll soon see, Bez Hashem Yisborach, when exactly the Chiyuv of Meisres begins. When you do that, from that point on, it's Mechuyuv of Meisres. Well, that's the issue. Was it Hefker then or not? Now, if it was owned then by a person, even though that person decided afterwards, you know what, my whole field is Hefker, there's already a Chiyuv of Meisres. Because when the Chiyuv of Meisres went into place, it was owned by a person. That's what Hefker means. Hefker means that when the Chiyuv of Meisres began for that particular thing, there was no owner. Okay. Then we learned it has to be gedul of min ha'aretz. That was the third thing. Mushrooms, truffles that grow on the ground, they have no roots in the ground. their nourishment comes from the air. Interestingly enough, all these halachas are learned from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Aser ta'aser es kol tfuas zarecha." The word tfuas teaches us it has to be something that people generally eat. The pasuk says, "Zarecha, yours." That means it has to belong to someone. And zarecha also means to plant. It has to be something that's planted. Planted in the ground, not something that people don't plant. Mushrooms and truffles, they grow on their own. Then the Mishnah told us a different rule. Anything that is food at the beginning, when it starts to grow, and it's also food when it finishes off, even though you don't want to cut it when it's little, because even though you can eat it then, you'd rather it gets bigger. You have more of it then. But the chi of maestris would be even if he picks it when it's little. Makes a difference whether he picks it whether it's little or whether he picks it after it's fully grown. But something that's not a food at the beginning, generally peyros, aren't edible at the beginning. You have to be careful with those apples that you find in the country that fall off the tree. If they're too young, it's not healthy. But it's a food if it grows full size. So there would not be a chi of maestris unless take it off from the tree after it's fully grown. And here too, that's learned from the pasuk. Mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'eitz, says the Matanura. It has to first grow and become a peri.